pick a window. This is the Defenestrate Media Network.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful swearing.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
You're listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. This is Jeff, and joining me this week, JC Carter.
Hello. Welcome to the Resistance.
Yeah. Tiffany's out of town. She had a family member who was very old and went to visit.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing, just desperate. Her mom called and said, hey, do you want to go down and see him? And Tiffany's like, okay. So
one of the last chances sometimes. So yeah,
yeah, see him. So she's going to see my dad on her way up. And tomorrow and then she'll be back Tuesday. And if I get my shit together, we'll record an episode of I Told You So. We live in the same house. We are both looking for work.
Yep.
I don't know why we can't find the fucking time. We could be doing that show every day.
You could be.
Yeah.
You could be sitting down and just recording a show every day at some point. Just schedule it.
Yep. It gets, I mean, there's a difficulty to the process in finding shit to talk about. We're trying really hard not to shit talk our previous relationships unless, you know, it's taking the onus onto ourselves. And so that doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room. So we keep trying to find interesting articles to talk about. And that's hard. So we just started doing reach out this week. For guests, we're gonna try and bring guests on the show and do interviews and be legitimate and shit. So we'll be trying that out over the next couple of months, trying to get that all in the bag, figure out what we're doing and if we're doing it right. So I don't know. Look forward to that, I guess. In the meantime, we'll just keep being as entertaining and making our family members as uncomfortable as possible. We've got family members that'll listen to The Left Show. But will not listen to I Told You So, because they just don't want to know.
Well, it could feel like a little invasive, I guess.
Sure. We're just
coming
pretty
into your relationship, but you guys are more talking about just general relationship stuff. You use your own relationship as an example, because you've had the highs and lows and stuff.
That's where we get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you should see the article I've got for this next show.
But I appreciate that more so than someone who is giving relationship advice you never hear about their own relationship, or they speak about it in such flattering terms like, okay, Miss or Mr. Perfect, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, how am I supposed to have that when I don't have that, you know?
No, it is. It's one of the things I like about the show is it's like, together we are good at this. Because of all the times we were bad at this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like that. Anyway, the other thing is if you guys can hear outside on my microphone, I apologize. It is hot in here and I had to open a window because it's been rainy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear a little background noise, just pretend I'm still in the apartment and there's nothing I can do about it. Because otherwise, this new place is pretty fucking quiet.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything new happen to you this last week?
New.
Any arguments online?
Did I get in a fight with somebody online?
No, I'm just generally curious as to how your online life went this week, because there was a lot of new material that we didn't quite make the roundup this week, but hit the internet. Throat goat?
Yeah, I didn't really talk about old throat coat there at all this week. somebody did bring up Clinton's in the Epstein files, to which I'm like, yeah, we know. And if his name is in there, we want him put in jail. And if he's put in jail, he can share a cell with Herr Trump, and, well, then he'll get blowjobs after that.
Yeah. From, I mean, that's what it is allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
According to Jeffrey Epstein, mm-hmm. Donald Trump went chow down on Bill Clinton. Yep.
He sucked off Bubba, as he put it. And we all know Bubba was the nickname for Bill Clinton, so...
Yeah. And even if it wasn't Bill Clinton, allegedly, 45-47 blew mm-hmm. a dude named Bubba.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that, but your behavior after the fact seems to be a little duplicitous.
Nothing wrong with it unless you are actively legislating against it.
Yep.
Or those who, you know, or other items within, or other elements adjacent to it.
Looking at you, Lindsey Graham.
If you're legislating against it, you're a hypocrite, and that's what we're going to mock you for it until you come out of the closet and admit what you're doing. Yeah.
So I got on Threads, I hit a marker this mm-hmm. week. I got my first 1,000 impressions on a little missive I put out where it was like, okay, Democrats released 3 emails showing mm-hmm. the relationship between Epstein and Trump. Mm-hmm. So the GOP dumps out 20,000 emails in which Epstein doesn't talk about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And all that says to me is, hey, I'm looking at my Gmail right now. I got more than 20,000 unread messages, and none of them have anything to do with Trump and Epstein. It doesn't mean anything. He didn't mention him in every email. Yeah. But the ones mm-hmm. where it's really dark for him, well, those came out too. And I am pretty impressed that I think it's the Judiciary Committee,
mm-hmm.
Let those leak. Way to go, guys. It doesn't make up for something we're going to talk about in a few minutes, but doesn't make up for that at all. You know what
I'm
talking about.
Can we get the Megyn Kelly thing in the roundup? Or
I don't think so.
Or
I don't.
On her little show that looks like a fucking podcast when she's doing it, she was talking about, well, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was only into 15-year-olds. It's not like he was, you know, going to date. He was not like he was going after 5-year-olds. Like, 15-year-olds don't qualify as child rape like 5-year-olds do. Yeah. What the fuck, Kelly?
It is a very misogynistic, patriarchy-based mm-hmm. belief that, you know, that if a girl starts to menstruate,
mm-hmm.
then she's just open season for any disgusting man to come after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what we've proven is that you're 25 before your fucking frontal lobe is fully formed. 15 is too early to make important decisions. Now, it's rape of a child.
Yeah.
You want to get down in the syntax of it all and be like, well, that's not a pedophile, you know, fuck off. It's a child. Pedophile. You know, just because it doesn't match the exact fucking dictionary.com definition of pedophile doesn't mean that it was wrong. And it's certainly easier to say and a much more known word to get mm-hmm. the fucking point across. Don't be precious.
If your sexual preference revolves around anyone whose body is undeveloped or lacks the maturity to say no in a clear and concise way, you are a pedophile. And I'm sorry, but she's like, oh, these 15-year-old girls, they're going to look like 18-year-olds or 19-year-olds. I'm like, but they know they were 15. It's well known they were 15 years old. It's who he and Ghislaine Maxwell went and recruited. I don't care if it was consensual. It's statutory rape. It is rape. Period. And by engaging in it, you belong on the sexual predator list along with those who would rape 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds and 8-year-olds.
Yeah, when you try to make those distinctions and you try and bury yourself in the mm-hmm. syntax to try and get your Republican and religious leaders off the hook, all you're mm-hmm. doing is telling me that the FBI needs to take a long fucking look at your hard drive as well.
Yep.
There. Okay, let's do some news.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. No, we forgot about apparently Matt Gaetz paid a homeless 17-year-old $400 for sex.
Yeah.
That happened this week. That didn't make the roundup. Just saying.
Well, you know, now that he's out of the public eye, he can, you know, go hook up with all the teenagers again, right?
He probably will. I hope the mm-hmm. law enforcement's still looking at him, but when you consider that yeah. Bondi was the AG at the time in Florida...
Yeah. They had every chance to look at him, but we did not have the right AGs in any position to take him down.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. So this week
including
in Utah.
In the federal government.
Yeah. Right. So this week, especially in the Merrick Garland can kiss my fat white ass.
That's
Fuck
right.
Fuck you, Merrick
every
Garland.
Fucking week.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. You could have done your fucking job, and instead you just sat still for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting. You're right up there with like Reagan and Gingrich for me on things that have caused big problems for the fucking government.
Yep.
And the America.
I
okay.
agree.
Okay. Okay.
La la la.
So a judge in Utah took a look at the remade maps, the redistricted remade maps that mm-hmm. and we talked about this before, basically, we passed a proposition in Utah, a voter-driven proposition that said we want mm-hmm. an independent redistricting committee to draw our maps, our political right. maps. And the Republican supermajority went, no. And so they drew their own maps, which were heavily gerrymandered, and cut communities into quarters. And then mm-hmm. They got sued. And over a yep. couple of years, that finally got up to the judge, and it finally got its hearing, and the judge went, these are heavily gerrymandered, and these weren't put together by an independent committee. So go draw
Both
new
of
maps.
Which the voters said they wanted.
Right. So go draw new
per
maps.
For a referendum. Yeah.
So they drew new maps. And they're garbage. They're absolute gerrymandered garbage. And the judge went, okay, screw you. We're going to go with this map that the plaintiffs drew up mm-hmm. because it matches what is said in Proposition 4.
Correct.
Right. So, I mean, just as an aside, Ben McAdams mm-hmm. has already announced to run, has already reportedly yeah. raised $500,000. I just wonder.
Ben McAdams' eyes lit up as soon as the judge said this map because yep. he's like, I got a chance again. I'm like, I haven't forgiven you for McMullen.
Well, that's my question. Are the other Democrats going to run McMullen instead of him? Because it would be easier to run a Republican than a Democrat in that seat?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I mean, that's my question. Don't get me wrong. I love Ben. Ben's fine. He's an actual fucking centrist, which makes me trust that I know what he's going to do as opposed to having a trusting relationship with him. But I love the guy. I love the guy because when I had my show on KSL... He was the only elected Democrat that had the balls to come on. Came mm-hmm. on twice.
You I know? Mean, he used to come every, for a few years there, he would come to the Kirkin of the Tartan at the First Presbyterian Church in Salt Lake.
He'll be back next year.
Well, as the county mayor, he would bring the Salt Lake County Tartan to have it blessed. So. Yeah. But he has not come since then, since he was no longer mayor. And I'm like, oh, I missed. Seeing old Ben, but that's all right.
I did too. Last time I ran into him was at a wedding, actually, and it was really nice to see him again. I have nothing but genuine fondness for the guy. He just did mm-hmm. one thing that pissed me off. It's just something that has not only pissed me off, it's kept me pissed off for years. You know.
Well, I'm kind of over centrist after this last week. We'll get to that story.
Yep.
But any centrist, I'm like, I don't want centrists in our government. I know Utah can't do any better than send a centrist up, but
I think they could.
I'm so sick of them.
I've been checking out the specs in this district. I think they could. I just don't think that the Democratic delegates will get over their basic general need to star fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Ben is a star in this party.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it is. Okay, so immediately, at least one Republican opened a bill file in the legislature to impeach Judge Gibson.
Yeah.
Because if they get caught trying to cheat to win and they get slapped on the hand, they're like the parents of a bad kid who come in and yell at the teacher, even though it's not the teacher's fucking fault.
Exactly.
Okay. So the Utah State Bar popped up, and I will sum up. The Utah State Bar strongly condemns any effort to impeach Judge Gibson based on her recent ruling. Judges are charged with applying the law to the facts of their cases without regard to politics or public opinion.
Yep.
That's it. That's it. It
has nothing to do with how Gibson personally felt about it. She, as we have stated, she was simply observing the law. The law said, we have passed a referendum in this state that we want a independent districting committee whenever the census is taken to redistrict.
Yep.
Not our current Republican supermajority, who maintain a supermajority because they do that.
Because they cheat.
Yep.
They cheat. They cheat to win. That's why they get upset. That's why they won't fight me. That's because they cheat.
They cheat.
They cheat.
Yep.
So, speaking of guys that have probably cheated on their spouses because they're bad people.
Yes.
The shutdown ended this week because of eight bad people. Eight terrible, fucking, awful, fucking people. One more awful and terrible than the rest. Dick Durbin, who I used to like. Janine Shaheen. Maggie Hassan. Jackie Rosen. Catherine Cortez Masto. John fucking Fetterman. Fuck you, John fucking Fetterman, you fucking fuck.
Yep.
Tim Kaine.
Who?
And Angus King. Angus King. He's an
independent.
Squandering
the name Angus. Yep. Ruining the name Angus for everybody.
He's an independent out of Maine who caucuses with the Democrats because my guess is he's not into child pornography and therefore finds spending time with the GOP not palatable. But yeah, fucking Tim Kaine, man, went on MSNBC and just imploded.
Mm-hmm.
Just got it wrong. Angus King got up and said, well, Trump's too tough. No shit. We tried and we failed.
No, you stopped trying. You didn't try and fail. You try, to quote Frank Herbert, you didn't try and fail. You tried and died. Because you needed to keep going until something happened, honestly. There was no reason for you to end the shutdown except that Chuck Schumer was getting pressure from the union, of the government workers union, and decided to go to the centrists and those who weren't going to run again to see if they would vote to end the shutdown so that he wouldn't have to take the heat.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah. Schumer orchestrated.
Yeah.
Already been written about, already has an article about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
They got magic beans, but the beans aren't magic.
Nope.
Nope. And then to just wrap
you
up.
On top of it, this is coming off of a major win for Democrats in the elections. And wins that shouldn't have happened if the Trump regime was doing that well. And if, you know, where they have spent this whole time blaming Democrats flat out for the shutdown because we're the ones who said, no, we're not doing that. And all of a sudden you've got these, you know, but we have all these wins. You know, we have Mondami in New York. We have Virginia. We have New Jersey. We have wins all across the country that are Democrat wins, saying that the American people are sick of this Republican bullshit. And what do the Democrats do? They squander the win by simply surrendering when they could have kept fighting.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And it's pretty fucking typical. But I got good news. I got good news. That four-time married Kim Davis took her sanctity of marriage bitch to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, no, probably one day, but not for you, Kim Davis.
Yeah. I thought it was so funny that Clarence Thomas, when they killed Roe v. Wade, said, you know, we need to have some of these others, like gay marriage and stuff, come forward so we can apply the same thing. The problem was, he didn't remember that by their own argument, there was a law that was rescinded, and that was DOMA. With DOMA having been a law and then having been rescinded, there was a precedent to say gay marriage is legal in the United States.
Yep.
Period.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway.
Whereas the Roe v. Wade was a Supreme Court decision, and they have this attitude of, well, we can't make policy. Yes, you can.
You just
that
did.
That is literally your job, is to enforce policy. Now, the fact that Congress never got around to writing even when we had a Democratic majority, never got around to writing a law that said abortion is legal in America, doesn't mean anything. That was a precedent set, and for decades that stood.
Five decades.
But this one, we had DOMA, and then they decided to expire DOMA. It was declared unconstitutional at one point, and then that was the end of it.
Yep.
They wouldn't even hear Utah's objection to it when we sent ours up, and they wouldn't even hear the case. And the same with Kim Davis. They're like, nope, we're not even going to hear your case. Yep. We've already made our ruling.
Okay.
Congress made the ruling. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're over. We're taking a break. We'll be back in a minute.
All right.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire, and as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, Tinseltown, we remember Tom Snyder, Sally Kirkland, Cleto Escobedo, and Tatsuya Nakadai. Do we need a V for Vendetta TV series?
Need?
Need.
Has Jeremy Renner had enough?
Is Jeremy Renner too much?
What new show is spinning off from the Superman movie?
Mutant Toes.
We watched Frankenstein, High Potential, Chief of War, Jonah Hex, Return of the King, and the Women's Championship League. The comics, which comic shop is taking a stand against ICE?
I wish I could shop there.
What's the next DC and Marvel crossover?
Your mom.
How long is this diamond changeover thing gonna take? The Red Marvel Knights, The World to Come, Lower Decks, we're taking everyone down with us, The Mortal Thor, Wonder Woman, Civil War, and The People's History of the United States.
That one sounds depressing to me.
All that, a bad idea gets a movie. It's the world's greatest comic book podcast, available Tuesdays at comicbookpodcast.com and pretty much everywhere you can find podcasts.
I'm so sick of getting old. And I know there are listeners that are older than me that are like, you have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm telling you right now, yeah, I do. I do. And when you were my age, you were complaining about this same shit. So just get off my back. We all get to feel shitty that we're getting older. It's no fun. I can't go up and down stairs. The worst is trying to move the laundry from the wash to the dry now.
Mm-hmm.
Since I can't squat anymore because it makes me dizzy, I have to bend over at the waist and throw it back and forth, which hurts because my back's out because I'm old.
That's been mine. Any bending down to do something, like picking something up off the ground or... Because I still bend. I practiced yoga long enough. I can still bend. I can still be flex. I can still do that stuff. I come back up, instant head rush.
Yeah,
I mean, to the point where I'm about ready to fall over, kind of head rush.
Yeah, it got bad at the comic book shop because there's a lot of squatting that you need to do for that job. Mm-hmm. And no matter the duration, no matter how short or long, the minute I stood up, I literally needed a minute to a minute and a half for the room to stop spinning. Mm. And I talked to my doctor about it, and he's like, can we talk about your blood sugars? I'm like, okay, fine. Apparently I need a different doctor to talk about anything but diabetes. They really do. Yep. They get their heads wrapped around the diabetes.
Oh no. No, I never had a doctor's appointment that didn't hit on obesity. And finally, I'm like, you know what? We're going to do something about my obesity just so when I come in with a real problem, we can talk about that.
Yeah.
Instead of you going, well, yeah, but what are you going to do about your weight?
Well, I don't know. My knees hurt.
Yeah.
Give me a pill so I can walk the weight off.
That was my thing. I'm like, my Achilles tendon is murdering me. I can't walk, which is the way I take the weight off. And they're like, oh. As they examine it, they're like, well, maybe your shoes are bad. I'm like, okay, fine. I need new shoes. Is there anything else you can do to give me relief at the moment? No. Okay.
That was a, Louis C.K. bit, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
They did where the talks are like, well, you can have some of these, Tylenol.
Yep.
Don't those hurt your liver? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. This is just how it is from now on.
Yep. This is the new normal for you, buddy.
Yep. All right. So one of the things that those eight fucking Democrats did was help pass the short little funding bill. It goes to the end of January, as I recall.
Yep.
And in that was what the hemp industry is calling an extinction level event engineered by Republicans mm-hmm. in Congress.
Yeah.
The Senate last Monday
slipped in there.
Yeah. Passed a funding package that would reopen the government and fund the Department mm-hmm. of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration. Tucked into the funding bill is a provision that would recriminalize many of the intoxicating hemp derived products that were legalized in the 2018 mm-hmm. Farm Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Rand Paul, who keeps being fucking heroic lately, and that creeps me out, waged a last-minute fight to try and keep the provision out, threatening to drag the process of debating the underlying bill until he got a vote on the amendment to strip the language. He got the vote on Monday. Paul and Ted Cruz were the only Republicans who voted in favor. What, you don't think Ted Cruz is smoking dope in Cancun? What do you think he's going to Cancun for?
Why do you think he goes to Cancun?
So, according to Rand Paul, the bill, as it now stands, overrides the regulatory frameworks of several states, cancels the collective mm-hmm. decisions of the hemp consumers, and destroys the livelihoods of hemp farmers. And it didn't come at a worse time for Americans' farmers. Times are tough for our farmers. Boy, he said farmers a lot right there real quick. Mm-hmm. It prevents the unregulated sale of intoxicating hemp-based or hemp-derived products, including Delta 8, from being sold online in gas stations, corner stores, while preserving non-intoxicating CBD and industrial hemp products. So
and this would override states who have put recreational marijuana as legal.
Yeah.
So you can't, if we can't, so the farmers have to can't sell the THC part of it. And the companies can't take advantage of that. So they're going to buy less from the farmers. And honestly, this is one of the few small farm products we still have in this country.
Hemp is awesome, whether you're using it to get high or not. Hemp is mm-hmm. fucking awesome.
Yeah, using hemp would do a lot more for us than anything, but you know, exploiting hemp would do a lot more for us agriculturally and honestly ecologically than what we're currently use other plants for, like trees for paper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Hemp is naturally white when it's pulped. So you don't even have to use that. You don't have to use that much bleach to make sure it's a crisp white paper.
So come on, Republicans, you guys love white shit.
Yeah, that's less. That's less bleach and other things getting released into the environment. You grow a field of hemp to make paper. Guess what? Next year, you've got that same field of hemp you can take the paper from.
Yep.
Well, you want to do crop rotation, but pretty much you'll always have a field of hemp for paper. Whereas you cut down a grove of trees, you replant them. You've got to wait for them to grow until you can cut them again. And it takes years instead of a season. It's like, that's just paper. It's also, the fibers are also useful for making clothing and fabrics. Again, non-harmful. Still good, strong fabric, all that stuff. Hemp is important, but this THC thing is going to hurt the farmers and at a time when our farmers are taking the biggest hit. And we spent all this time telling our big farmers to grow soybeans or corn. Corn for ethanol and high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup, which, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is trying to outlaw. And soybeans, which now we were selling to China, but now they've bought them from Argentina.
We did get a promise from China to buy 25 million tons of soybeans. Mm-hmm. They were already buying 30 to 35 million or tons. Billion tons.
Yeah.
That's what they were buying before. And so he made them buy from Argentina and then brought them back to buy less than they were buying in the past.
Yep.
All the winning.
You buy some, and it's like, so we're wasting soybeans, soy, which is not healthy for you in large large amounts. And all this is just, yeah, we have destroyed the farming industry in this country over the last 50, 60, 70 years. And then on top of it, we're now taking out the small farmers, which we don't have any left, really.
So Trump has been responsible for over 600,000 deaths since January when they killed USAID.
Mm-hmm.
Atul Gawande, head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, global health efforts during the Biden administration, condemned the shutdown of his former agency as an example of Donald Trump's cruelty and lethality. Gawande cites statistics implicating Trump in the deaths of over 600,000 adults and children following the president's executive order suspending all U.S. foreign aid in January. We are now witnessing what the historian Richard Rhodes termed public man-made death, Gawande said in The New Yorker. 600,000. 413,613 kids.
Mm-hmm.
413,613 kids dead because of the Heritage Foundation, Project 2025, and the Trump administration. Yep. It's disgusting.
And this really wasn't that much money we were donating out. You know, he can throw $20 billion at Argentina for having a failed libertarian government. He could throw $20 billion at them, and yet we can't help some kids. Yeah.
The chief of police of Cheshire appeared for an arraignment in North Adams on Monday on a charge of engaging in sexual conduct for a fee.
Mm.
Yep. The police chief, 53 years old, Michael Albazek, of Adams, was placed on paid administrative leave. It's England, so it's administrative and not administrative.
This is in Massachusetts.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah, Western Massachusetts. Oh. All the names in Massachusetts are all straight out of England.
North Adams. Okay, that makes sense to me there.
Yeah.
Basically, he got caught sampling prostitutes. And his excuse was, is he was just trying to get the girls off the street.
Yeah. Get him off the street and into my bed. That's what he's trying to do.
Oh, I doubt he used a bed, sir.
I don't think he did.
I don't think so. This has back of the squad car kind of icky connotations to it.
Disgusting.
I don't like that. Nope. Don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
The Taliban's upset. The Taliban,
and it's Monday, so I don't know why.
it's what they're upset about that gives me the giggles.
Okay,
the Taliban government is protesting over Afghanistan not being invited to the United Nations Climate Summit. For what? Because you guys take yourselves back to the fucking Stone Age, so you're not putting out emissions? Is that what?
That's really it.
You're not letting girls go to school? That's what you're going to pitch at the fucking climate summit?
Hey, Afghanistan, remember those 30 years of that the Taliban ruled you, that you weren't even allowed, you weren't allowed to participate in the Olympics or any other national thing. Yeah, this is what happens when you take back over again.
Yeah, and Trump let you do it.
Yep.
That's important. But yeah, in Kabul, the Taliban government expressed its disappointment that it was not invited to the COP30 conference, despite Afghanistan being one of the nations most vulnerable to climate change. You know what? Little repositioning. David, they got a point.
Yep.
They got a small point. It's still funny, but the 30th UN Climate Change Conference opened November 10th and was set to draw representatives from dozens of countries to Brazil. Afghanistan's National Environmental Protection Agency, NEPA, expressed its, quote, deep concern over the fact that despite Afghanistan being one of the most climate vulnerable countries, it has unfortunately not received an official invitation. You know, it's probably your attitude, guys.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's your government. Yeah.
Yeah. The exclusion of the Afghan people from the right to participate in this conference contradicts the principles of the climate justice, global cooperation, and human solidarity. Without ironic conference, says the Taliban. Human solidarity. With that,
speaking of ironic conference,
yeah, yeah, no doubt,
yeah.
best picking poking politics with a pointy stick.
Yep.
The Left Show. In 2016, we won the Best of Utah for Best Poking Politics with a Pointy Stick. The Left Show. JM Bell is no stranger to sticking it to Utah politics. After years of broadcast experience in talk radio, Bell launched The Left Show in early 2010 to pull no punches on the GOP and criticize everyone in his path for the boneheaded mistakes they inflict on our state. Each Monday morning, flanked by co-hosts and talkative guests, the news of the week from around the country and tidbits from our own backyard are picked apart for conservative, bureaucratic bullshit, all for your listening pleasure. 2016.
It's tidbits because if we honestly thought we could do something, we could get more listeners just by doing Utah politics, we would, but national politics bring in more listeners. So,
yeah. It brings in international listeners, whereas Utah politics, you know, I mean, that's like a third of our
audience.
What are
we going to get, listeners from Idaho? I mean,
probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Out-of-state listeners, but only people who are nearby to understand Western politics as they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. When the Utah legislature's in session, we certainly hit on them quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
And I think that most of my fight challenges have been to Utah politicians.
Mm.
Just because I can get to their address and phone number easy and send them the invitations that they keep turning down.
It's true.
Very annoying. Very annoying. All right. We're going to take a little break and we get back on the other side. We're going to talk about the Justice Department. We're going to talk off a little bit more about something bad Schumer's done. Okay. You know what you need for an airplane, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And coffee is good for you.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does, including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the shows. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/DFNmedia. Patreon.com. DEFEN.
Reason you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then, here's some more of that, I suppose.
I have been unable, due to, you know, my depression problems, my unemployment problems, to sit down and write a good commercial for Monday in America. It's Monday in America is just a little book that I put together of essays of living as a Gen X person in this America. It's very personal, sometimes overly personal. Sometimes darkly personal. And it is available now at mondayinamerica.com. You can pick it up. It's $15. I think it's worth it. I got a couple hundred copies left, all autographed and ready to go. So if you'll join us over at mondayinamerica.com, pick yourself up a copy. I would very much appreciate it.
There. You should do it. It's what all the cool kids are doing. You should do it too.
I think so. I think I hit up all of my friends and they all came in on the Kickstarter. Except for Sergeant fucking Jake, by the way, who has yet to buy a copy of the book. That silly, superfluous little crayon-eating shit.
Reminds me, I was given a box of crayons from a army recruiter. They were at the Scottish Festival.
What are they trying to do? Catch Marines? Ago.
Yeah, well, there he was. There, he's like, I was like, yeah, I was trying to tell the story about the general who was running for governor here in Utah, and you were talking to him, and he said, yeah, I want to meet this friend of yours, the Sergeant Jake. He said, you sure you're okay meeting a guy who outranks you? I've always thought that was a hilarious joke. And I said it to him. He goes, wait, you've got a friend who's a Marine? Hang on, let me go get something. I want you to give to him. And he came back with a little box of crayons, and I laughed.
Brilliant.
Yep, I laughed so hard. Yeah.
I did. I sent Jake.
I said, you gave him a snack.
Yeah. I sent him a copy of The Greatest Beer Run Ever.
Okay.
Now a major motion picture, which if you haven't seen, you really should. It's touching and sweet. It's basically about a guy who couldn't go to Vietnam. So he loaded up a duffel bag full of their local beer and flew himself to Vietnam to find his friends and have a beer with them.
And God.
It's a true story.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I sent the copy of the book to Jake, and because it was Amazon, I also sent him a little pack of crayons. Because we're sweet like that. We remember.
That's right.
We're good liberal types. We're in touch with our emotions. We remember things that our friends hold dear, like snacking on crayons out in the jungles of Honduras. Yeah, that reminds me, Jake was supposed to do...
Talk about tasting the rainbow.
Oh. Yeah, back in the early 90s, when I was in town for a year and a half, I went back to Colorado after, and I found out Jake, who was in the Corps at the time, they were doing a joint operation, training mission, down in Honduras. And so I got myself to Honduras to hang out with him and his Marine buddies. They didn't go. They got scrubbed.
No.
So it was just me alone in Honduras for a week. Guess how much Spanish I speak?
Nada.
More now than I did then, and I don't know much now. Anyway, the Justice Department is suing to block California's voter initiative to redistrict California to make 5 more Democratic-leaning districts. Now, the reason California did this is because Texas did it.
Mm-hmm.
Texas went ahead and did a redistrict to get rid of all minority and Democratic-leaning districts.
which, ironically, was done without voter approval.
Right.
In Texas. Just like the ones in Utah were done without voter approval. And that's why we passed a referendum saying, no, 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 it needs to be nonpartisan.
Yep.
Non-affiliated.
Yeah, because when it comes down to gerrymandering, Utah's a fucking joke. Mm-hmm. I mean, it absolutely is. Other states, I would go to events with the Democrats, and when it came up that I was from Utah, sooner or later somebody'd want to talk about the fight against gerrymandering. Mm-hmm. Because Utah is so insanely and badly and overwhelmingly aggressively gerrymandered towards Republicans.
Yep.
They're always going to be a majority here, especially with the way that the Utah Democratic Party has been run. Looking at you, Evan fucking McMullen. Looking at you, Diane. But, it's but they shouldn't have a supermajority. They should be able to get called on their shit. And if they were to let an independent redistricting committee handle the maps, that's what you'd have.
Yeah.
Unlike what's going on in Texas and what's going on in California, what's going on in some other southern states where they're redrawing all of their maps to add Republicans without voter approval. I mean, that's the one thing. We got our last batch of gerrymandered maps.
Mm-hmm.
The census came up. We got a new batch of gerrymandered maps. You know, and then as it comes to the next one, we pass a voter referendum for clean maps, and the legislature's like, nah, you guys are stupid. You're not legislators. We're better than you. So we're going to draw the maps. Don't you worry your pretty little voter heads about it, because we have a supermajority and can do whatever the fuck we want. And so they did. And the only thing that's different here is that somebody got pissed off and sued.
Mm-hmm.
And when the facts came out in court, if the Utah Republicans want to be mad at anybody, they should be mad at their lawyers who did a shitty job.
Yeah.
Explaining why you cheated and broke the law. They just went, well, we cheated and broke the law. And the judge is like, yeah, don't do that.
Honestly, it's the same thing I say to Trump whenever he bitches about, you know, the lawsuits he lost in New York. I'm like, you should have had better lawyers. You're wealthy enough to afford them, but nobody wants to work for you because they know you'll stiff them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up. What else is going on? Oh, Chuck Schumer. This guy. Chuck Schumer just signed off on a provision that's going to pay senators millions of taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
The new law lets senators sue for major damages if the Justice Department obtains their phone records without telling them. Now, if you're being investigated for something and the Justice Department says, hey, we're going to tap your phones, doesn't matter what a judge says, you're not going to talk on that phone anymore, are you? Well, you are Republicans. You probably will.
You probably will anyway. Yeah.
But that's just it. This is basically the Republicans sued and made a case for getting a heads up when they're being investigated, and Chuck Schumer signed off on it.
Mm-hmm.
Potential legal windfall as part of the government funding bill President Trump signed into law on Wednesday evening. The provision caused an uproar in the Capitol since it was added to must-pass legislation in the Senate at the last minute with no public notice whatsoever, no debate, no explanation, and even some Republicans describing it as unethical self-dealing.
Just like the THC ban.
Yep. The provision was added by agreement of the Senate Majority Leader John Thune and fucking Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Martin Heinrich, Democrat in New Mexico, says, I am furious that the Senate minority and majority leaders chose to airdrop this provision into this bill at the 11th hour with zero consultation or negotiation with the subcommittee that actually oversees this work.
Yep.
New law creates a private cause of action for senators whose phone records were obtained without notice by the Justice Department, with the provision backdated to specifically benefit senators whose records were obtained in 2023 during an investigation into Trump's efforts to overthrow the 2020 election. Once again, we're not giving you guys time to erase all of your private messages. That's not how this works. That's not how investigations work. Idiots. You're the ones that signed all the fucking laws that lets the NSA spy on us.
Yep.
Huh? It's frustrating. Fucking Schumer.
I mean, we need him out. We do. Well, we need him out, but we need somebody to replace him that's also a Democrat, but maybe more more progressive. Yeah.
Yeah, just more progressive.
He needs to be primaried at his next election and thrown out in the primaries.
Which is fine, but in caucus, they can vote for a new minority leader.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. We can do that whenever the fuck we want.
It's true.
Need somebody new minority to do leader something would be nice. About it. Yep.
Yeah.
Because Schumer is not doing a good job at it. And Durbin is his whip. And Durbin is one of the guys that fucking crossed the line and went and voted for the reopening with the promise of a future debate.
Yeah, like they're going to do that.
Hey, the future's a long time away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, sooner or later, there will be a debate on the floor.
Can we talk about this funding bill we passed? Why? We're funded. You can talk about, you can argue when we do the next funding. Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching one of the Sunday shows.
You fucking lost it, Durbin. You fucking lost it, Angus. Yep. You know?
Janine Shaheen.
Mm-hmm.
Fetterman. Ugh.
Tim Kaine.
I mean, I'm not saying he's the reason Hillary lost, because he's not. But
he's not.
He certainly didn't bring a groundswell with him.
No.
What was it? He played harmonica and spoke Spanish.
Yeah.
Those were his stupid pet tricks.
Coach Tim did more for as a vice president than Tim Kaine ever did.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. We lost what would have been so fucking good in administration there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were cheated out of it.
I think so.
We were cheated out of it. Honestly, the election was rigged. There's no way to prove it.
Yet.
Without really yet, but yeah, the election was rigged. Yep.
There was no assassination attempt.
No.
I have from time to time given myself tiny wounds that leave a scar forever. I've seen Evander Holyfield's ear.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen what bullets do even when they wing something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way that ear got hit with anything at all. There's no scar on it. So no. if it did get scratched in some way, it was probably, I don't know, somebody's watch band.
Yeah.
But I think it was fake
blood. It was such a superficial scratch. I mean, we know head wounds bleed pretty good. He really didn't have that much blood coming down either. So
nope.
I still think the only thing that ear got hit with was a squib.
Yeah. And a small one.
Was a blood squib. Yep.
Yep. And for all that, a fucking firefighter and father needed to die. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, well, hey.
Trump will sacrifice his own followers to win his election. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think we know that. Kristi Noem authorized the purchase of a couple of really expensive fucking planes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
10 of them.
Sought
ten
to purchase planes. 10 Spirit Airlines planes for deportation purposes.
Mm-hmm.
She bought them without engines.
And she still wasn't getting that good of a deal.
No.
She's like, but they're so inexpensive. They're like, they're not that inexpensive. Particularly for planes with no engines in them, Christy.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem reportedly authorized the purchase of 10 Spirit Airlines planes before she realized that the airlines don't actually own the planes. Also, none of the planes had engines.
Yep.
The detail comes from a new report in the Wall Street Journal Friday about infighting and members of Trump's administration over how to increase deportations of immigrants. Noem, along with Department of Homeland Security advisor and her shack job, Corey Lewandowski, had recently planned to buy 10 Boeing 737 jets from the budget airline Spirit. Mm-hmm. The plan was to use the jets to deport immigrants that may have been snatched off the streets by masked agents. Sources told the Wall Street Journal that Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials had already cautioned the two that buying the planes would be more expensive than just expanding existing flight contracts. When the officials looked at the proposal, they noticed that Spirit Airlines didn't actually own the planes and that none of the planes had engines.
Oops.
This all comes after she bought two jets to fly herself around in for all of her cosplay. Yes. This comes after FBI Director Kash Patel took a $60 million jet to see his girlfriend perform the Star Spangled Banner at a wrestling event in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is maybe a 40-minute drive, right?
Yeah, I mean, from with traffic, probably an hour and a half.
Hour and a half from D.C. Yeah, he takes a $60 million jet to go. Yeah. Even if it was in Pittsburgh, that's a 3-hour drive, Cash. You could do that.
You could be driven. You could take a nap.
Yeah.
But no, you got to take your private plane to see your girlfriend do a shitty rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
Shitty.
Shitty version.
And
yeah.
I will
shitty
say rendition. It again. I mean, maybe it was great, but it's shitty. She's banging Kash Patel, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, coffee may protect against irregular heartbeats. It's long been unknown what effect, if any, caffeine has on atrial fibrillation. Now we know drinking caffeinated coffee is safe for people with atrial fibrillation and may actually help protect against the recurrence of the disorder, a new study finds. More than 10 million Americans live with atrial fibrillation, or AFib, a common heart disorder that causes heart palpitations and can lead to heart failure, blood clots, and stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Enter coffee. Dun, 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 dun. This is when I wish that we were sponsored by a coffee company and could go into one of those old-timey radio. Well, see, coffee, eh? Good for your AFib. That's what they say, these scientists.
Always,
if you know how.
Always good for your AFib.
Yep. I don't know. Not too long ago that was coffee was good for something else. And the only thing I can think to myself is, well, it's not blood sugar because that thing fucking... when I wear my little alarms, my little Libra 3s, and I have my cup of coffee in the morning, it's just a beep, 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 beep. There's no sugar in it. It's just coffee.
Just coffee.
And yeah, it takes my blood sugars a fucking blast off. It's nuts.
Because your whole body's like, yay, coffee, woohoo!
Yep, pretty much. But anyway, there's no hard and fast rule. Not everyone has the same reaction to caffeine. There are notable limitations to the study, including the effects of caffeinated beverages other than coffee. I think it's the coffee. The trial didn't track differences in exercise habits or diet. People who drink coffee may be exercising more. No, Marcus, I'm not. That's just so I don't go back to bed. That's what coffee's for.
But it's coffee. The coffee is what's doing it.
Yeah. It's good for me. It's good for my colon.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for my heart. It's good for my attitude.
Good for your afibrillous heart.
it helps with holding off the migraines until late in the day. Way to go, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, brother, I got nothing else. You got anything else?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, well, we're going to go do a Patreon now. Every week that we record, we do special content that we stick over there at patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. Join us, won't you? This is how we pay for hosting the show and how we pay for storage for the show. I have slimmed it down as best I can to save as much money as possible, but we're still running, you know, a couple $100 a month. To keep everything going, and we are not raising that much money, as I am wildly unemployed, and that doesn't seem to be getting any better. I had an interview the other day.
Oh.
And I nailed it. I mean, I fucking nailed it. And they went with somebody else.
Went down that road a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, I have never had a better interview in my life. Mm-hmm. We were all just best of friends when we hung up on that call. And there's no doubt in my mind that it was somebody younger and cheaper.
Yep.
You know? And I was only asking for their posted minimum.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to ask for more than your minimum. You got to play these games.
Mm-hmm.
I got another one. I got another contract I'm trying to nail down right now for some freelance work. We started talking like a month ago, and I'm like, twice a week, like, can I get the assets and scope, please? So I can write you guys a bill and pay some bills. Can I do this? And it's been almost a month. I'm just waiting for art assets.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrating. Mm. Anyway, join us over at Patreon. Patreon.com/defenmedia. That's where the good stuff is, folks. In the meantime, JC, thanks for being with me again this week.
Always.
All right. We're going to say goodbye. And in the meantime, there's a British lady's about to say something super important. Do what she says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.